Thanks for tuning in to your Day Off Podcast, hosted by your boys, Corey and Tony.
I think by the end of today, I might have another best friend.
They're committed to making you fall in love with the hair industry, one podcast at a time.
You're going to grab a lot of information.
Yeah, you're going to learn a lot.
Presented by Hair Industry.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is it.
Your Day Off Podcast will begin after a word from our sponsors.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to your day off. My name is Corey. Of course, I'm sitting with my best friend, Tony. What's up, brother?
What's going on, homie?
First and foremost, all this traffic and noise that you hear, we're sitting at BarberCon, New York, New Jersey. Well, they call it BarberCon New York, but we're actually sitting in New Jersey at the American Dream, which I thought it was an amusement park, but it's actually a mall with an amusement park inside of it. It's the wildest thing I've ever seen.
This mall is so huge. It's so, I mean, everywhere you go is like something different, but just as kind of like crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. They have like an indoor, it's a Nickelodeon amusement park. They have an indoor ski resort. Like you can like the only one I ever heard about was like Dubai, you know, but apparently they have a ski resort here. You can actually ski indoors here all year round. And we're literally sitting on an ice skating rink.
Yeah, when Greg and I pulled up, this dude jumped out of his car and he had a snowboard in his hand. He was walking in.
That's like the wildest thing. I kind of want to go by and just take a peek at it.
Right.
You know? You know, that's crazy. So, again, we're at BarberCon New York / New Jersey, and I'm really excited about our guest that we're about to chop up with.
Yeah, we've been talking to him, I guess, a couple of years now, like at different events, right? Like,
actually, it's only been a year because we met last August at BTC, but we've met at every single show that we've been to in the last year, too. Like, that's the real.
Yeah, there's enough shows for a couple of years.
I know they were all, like, in, like, 4 months last year.
Oh, my God, yeah. But, it's an interesting cat, man. He's a cool dude, and it's funny. When we were out in the hallway here, I saw Cassandra, and I thought he was with Cassandra, like, maybe, like, you know, we work together or whatever, because I really didn't look at him. And I said, hey, you know, I'm talking, what's up, man?
Yeah, I know you.
That's
crazy. So today our guest is Tyler Kelbert, right? Is it Kelbert? Okay.
Yes, sir.
So Tyler Kelbert, and I got to tell you, like, immediately I had respect the second I met him because it was Maddie Conrad that introduced us, and I just have such mad respect for Maddie. And anyone that Maddie has on his team, I'm loving on.
Yeah, and if Maddie gives you thumbs up, then, you know, your thumbs up in our book automatically. So,
yeah, no doubt. And then to turn it around, and then the second time we met him, he was with our boy Chris Benson. And again, if Chris says you're dope, you're dope.
Right. Like, hey, we want to know the people you know.
Exactly. So Tyler Kelbert, let's just get in. Tyler, man, welcome to your day off.
Thank you, man. I'm happy to be here, brother. I appreciate it.
Dude, you just like, you're like an onion. Like every time like we have a conversation or somebody talks about you, like just other things keep peeling back, man.
Dude, where are you from?
So I'm originally from Florida, but I moved to Utah later on and then I started here and then kind of just stayed in Utah because things just started popping off, you know, so just a lot of opportunities and I stayed, so.
Yeah. Where'd you grow up in Florida?
Where did I go before?
Where did you grow up in Florida?
So we kind of bounced around a lot. I was with my mom, and we started off in Miami. That's where I was born. It's kind of a funny story how we even ended up there because she's German. But long story short, she thought she was going to die because of cancer, and it was actually she was just pregnant. And so I know.
What?
Crazy. So like
she thought she had a mass in her stomach and it's Tyler. So
the German doctors were like, you have like 2 months to live. So she's like, I'm going to Miami, Florida. I'm going to live my last 2 months in style, you know? And then she started having weird symptoms. Her friend's like, you should go to an American doctor. let's see what they have to say. They're like, you're not going to die. You're just pregnant. And I'm
I mean, that might kill you. But you're not going to die today.
So that's how I ended up in Florida. So, but yeah, and then kind of bounced around a lot. I was in Miami and then Key West and then St. Augustine as well.
Oh, word.
So all the best areas of Florida.
Yeah. I know, right?
The best of the best. Yeah,
I don't know. Right? I love Tampa, man. I'm not gonna fight you though.
It's expensive though. It's a little cheaper than the other spaces that I was at.
Bro, but it's like it wasn't expensive. It's just gotten expensive over the like last 10 or 15 years. Like
for sure. Yeah.
Like Tampa used to be like, oh, okay, I can pick up a house here for a little bit of money, but now you can't do that anymore.
I heard it's pretty high like as far as like the nation, like just as far as price. I heard Tampa's pretty high up there. I may be wrong, but
I think they have Well, they really doubled down on like bringing in a bunch of tech firms and stuff. So I think
I thought you were going to say they really doubled down on the mortgages. doubled up.
They doubled up on the mortgages. There's some good food in Tampa. Anyways, we can go on there. So how did a Florida boy end up in Utah? That isn't like the normal track.
I know it's not. Just wanted like a different, you know, vibe. You know, the area I was in, I wasn't really like enjoying it. And I had one friend because I kind of grew up on bases. My mom ended up getting a job on military basis as a teacher, not in the military.
Uh-huh.
And so all my friends were actually overseas, but I had one friend that wasn't in Florida in Utah. I just wanted to go somewhere where I knew somebody. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to Utah. And so, yeah, just kind of started off there. It was definitely scary going to somewhere by yourself where you don't, I mean, you know one person, but yeah, that's kind of, yeah, just wanted something new.
So you just followed this one friend and it wasn't a girl.
It wasn't a girl, no. It was not a girl. But he was just on the right track. Some of the people I was around during in Florida were not on the right track, and I didn't want to get caught up in anything they were doing.
And so
I was like, man, I need to be around someone, you know, that's positive. He was going to college. I am going to college as well.
Uh-huh.
While I was going to barber school, kind of juggled both of them, finished both. But, it's kind of just want to be around like good people. You know, I feel like your environment, people surround yourself with are super important. And so, yeah, he was a good guy, so I just kind of stayed around him.
Was he Mormon?
He was not, no. No.
By the way, that's all I think about Utah.
I know, that's the first thing. Everyone asked me. We had up at the booth, like, three people asked me, are you Mormon? And I'm like, no. But that's the first thing people think of, for sure.
I mean, it's good. Like, if you've been to Florida and you've been to Utah, it's two completely different landscapes.
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah, you got mountains and stuff in Florida. Florida's very flat. And so it's definitely a big deal, even weather, because Utah, you got all the seasons, right?
Uh-huh.
Where Florida's just hot.
We were in Utah last year, and I tell you what, I mean, I see why you stayed.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It is.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievably beautiful.
So, I mean, it tripped me out because I hadn't been in a city. And then seeing so many mountains, to me it was like someone put a green screen and like slapped some mountains.
Yes.
Like it's like,
yes,
it's nuts to me. It still trips me out to this day. It's just, yeah, it's crazy.
It was like when we were in Zion last year, it was like just so weird waking up every morning. And like the joke of the weekend was like, we're sitting in a postcard.
For real. Yeah. Legit. Yeah. Legit. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's the most, certainly one of the most beautiful. I mean, we went to Wyoming is beautiful too, you know.
Montana's beautiful.
But that whole out west, you know, we're just East Coast kids, you know. So we get out there, we get like overwhelmed by it. So that's stuff. So how'd you get into hairdressing or into barbering? Did you that's a question. Are you a barber or hairdresser?
Yeah, so I'm both. So I started off barbering. I kind of had a spark with my barber back in Florida. I thought it was so cool. He like used the razor, which was nuts. You know, I had like the peach fuzz, no mustache, but he made it look like I had a mustache because he razored it right.
Right.
I was feeling myself. So that was my first inspiration. And then he was big on community too, which was dope. He was always at all the community events, giving back, and he was kind of like, because this was in St. Augustine, he was almost like the guy, you know, for advice, whatever. Like he just, everyone kind of looked up to him. At least in my age range, everyone was like, yo, he's the man, you know. And then it kind of re-sparked for me when I was in Japan for a little bit. And I was working illegally at a salon because you can't transfer licenses country to country. And the makeup artist, I was doing a lot of shoots and stuff. The makeup artist, the hair artist, and there was a salon named her name is Ramiku, and I saw her do hair, and I was just like, dude. And they're on a different level because like when they were doing like texture messy stuff now, last 5 years, they were like been doing that. And so just seeing her doing all these messy looks and all that stuff and then being the shoot side and see like people doing like hair on set, I was like, yo, this is where I want to be. And so I ended up coming back to like Utah and then doing getting the license as far as barbering, and then later went to Cosmo just like a year ago. Because like being with Chris, like that inspired me. I mean, you guys know Chris, so yeah. It's like he inspires everybody. Like it's nuts. So
did you tell us how you got to Japan?
I did not. So my mom was, well, we're in Florida. She ended up getting a teaching job overseas on the basis. And so the
what
first
was she teaching? Cancer? About cancer?
Cancer diagnosis?
Yeah. Well, I want to teach cancer. I want to go to
Apparently she's a doctor.
I'm going to go to
she's
Japan.
She's self-diagnosed.
Yeah.
So she teaches a bunch of stuff. She's like, she's unlike me. She's super smart, PhDs, different languages, like just nuts. So she could go anywhere she wanted, right? But she ended up getting a job from Florida, and I was younger, right? So we went over there to England first, and Japan was our second spot. Oh, no, third. We went to England, then Italy, and then Japan. And so, yeah, being in Japan, it was just super inspirational. So it was through my mom that I ended up over there.
That's so dope, man.
Yeah. I wish I was like already licensed when I was over there to like just like grasp it even more and really get, because I feel like if you're new and you see all these advanced stuff, you're lost, right? You don't know what's going on. Like, so I wish, but yeah, it was a cool experience for sure.
It's kind of like watching like a movie from when you're a kid. Now you're watching it, has a different vibe to
yes.
You're like, oh, yeah. Okay, I understand that a little bit better now, you know? Or the jokes. Remember the kid, and then when you get older, you're like, oh, I didn't see that the first time.
Yes.
You know, when I was a kid, that joke didn't went right over my head. Thank God.
So when you came back, you kind of knew what you wanted to do then?
For sure. Well, I mean, like, because from Florida, I already was inspired. And then, like, seeing the stuff over there, it was like the icing on the cake. Okay, I'm ready for this. And my mom wanted me to do college stuff, too, so I did both, which was super crazy. But yeah, it just was the icing on cake for me as far as inspiration.
How did you end up in a salon in Japan?
So my mom, it was her hairdresser. And so I was just kind of helping her out, wash shampoo in or just like, and I sucked so bad. It's funny. So I'm going to have you shampoo some people. And I couldn't even do that. I know she was talking to other people in like Japanese saying like this American boy came and shampoo. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do with this boy. But so she had me sweep and do different stuff. Just being around her was super cool. So
that's cool. Did you pick up any Japanese?
A little bit. I've lost whatever I did. I definitely lost just enough probably to order some food. But I don't really remember anything over there. But yeah,
that's wild,
cool.
Man.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a super dope experience. I was in the Okinawa. I don't know if you're familiar. Yeah. It's not even mainland. It's the island. It's very like Hawaii type vibe, Islander type of vibe. So
I say yeah. Okinawa. Yeah. Is that Karate Kid?
Okinawa?
Yeah,
I think I was Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, was that where it was at?
Yeah.
I think that's where he was from, right?
Yeah.
Okinawa?
Oh, okay.
Mr. Miyagi?
Yeah.
Come on, you know Mr. Miyagi.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Mr. Miyagi.
Everyone wants to be Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, if I didn't know, I would have just walked off right now. Like, I don't even deserve to be here.
You got to go, Tyler. Yeah. You got to go. Get out of here.
Let's do this again next year. Come on.
Once you know your history on Karate Kid, they come back.
Right,
they come back.
Yeah. Have you watched the show? Have you watched the Netflix show?
I didn't even know I had a Netflix show.
It's like, yeah, it's not.
What am I doing?
Yeah, Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai.
Oh,
yeah.
Living a deprived life over here.
Yeah,
my
daughter
reason for coming for barbecue. I want to learn this information.
Right. My daughter and wife, they have Cobra Kai T-shirts.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, I'm goofing on them, man.
Man, I'm looking this up as soon as we get off. I'm looking.
Yeah. That's crazy. So, you're in Salt Lake City, though.
So yeah, I'm about a little north of Salt Lake City, about like 30 minutes north. It's kind of an area called Ogden. I'm really really Roy, but I say Ogden because no one really knows Roy. But it's about 30, 45 minutes away. So north, and then Chris is south, so the opposite direction, like
Chris
5 hours.
Yeah,
Christopher Benson. He's way way. I think he originally was kind of in that area at first, but then he moved down. It's way nicer over there. Yeah, he's living.
I think he said he was raised in, or he was born and raised in Salt Lake City, I think.
Probably, yeah.
I think that's it.
From what I heard, he was somewhere around the area, and then he just like decided to go where it was more beautiful. So,
yeah, he's a cool dude, man.
Oh, so I definitely love being around Chris. It's like just everything. He's inspirational, not even just with hair. And he just pushes you so much. Like, I feel like being around him, he's an amazing leader. He just pushes you to your limits and gets you growing like really quickly.
Are you motivated by it, or are you kind of like?
Oh yeah, like he doesn't let me do easy stuff. He's like pushing me to do like stuff that I feel like is super cool, but I wouldn't even. I'd be scared to try. He's like, no, you're doing this.
Right.
You know, he's like, you're
and
on
does
it.
Does he support you with that?
Yeah, 100%.
So he doesn't make you drown.
No. He doesn't like, he doesn't do something he feels like it's like way overboard him. He definitely takes like steps with me, but he's like, you could do this. Like, you got this. I believe in you. And he's like, just always pushing me every show. I just seen him at ISSC, obviously, for the show. And then we did like a brand shoot there, too. And the same thing. He just always is pushing me with the stuff. I love being around him. I can't say enough good things about Chris.
And everybody feels that way. I mean, I know, like, you know, even hairdressers that we bring on, they feel the same thing. But he has this way of doing it and not, like, not feeling.
And he's so passionate about it. Because when we talked to him about it on the podcast when he was on last, you could tell he got emotional how people feel about him. He doesn't necessarily to talk about it, but when you say how much he's impacting people, it really hits his heartstrings.
I have never heard. I go to a lot of shows. I mean, you guys, I know you guys do too. I have never heard one bad. When I say Chris, I don't even have to say Benson. Like, they're just like, I love him. I love him. Yeah. He's the best. Like, it's just unanimous. He's an amazing individual.
Have you been to his house?
I have one time. So we were actually driving back from ISSC, and I was with Greta, and we stopped by to drop off equipment, stuff that would probably be like super expensive to ship, and I was blown away because when he says he's passionate, he's definitely passionate. It's just mannequins, photo stuff everywhere. It's just like. It's like just like a, it's not even a house really. It's a hair. I thought it was like
a hair museum.
Yeah, hair museum, really, for real. And so I was just blown away. And then to be in the area I was in with like all the beautiful mountains, like a hair museum in the most beautiful part of Utah. It's like that's where I want to be. Like it's just amazing. But
you know what we're gonna have to do, Chris, if you're listening to this, and I know you are because your boy is Tyler. Dude, we need to fly out to Vegas and then drive up to his house and then and then we should all meet there. And then, and I'm gonna put Tony on the spot because Tony needs to cook for him. He wants you to cook for him.
Are you a cook?
Yeah, I have a barbecue competition team. So what, you a cooker?
No, I'm not, but I love food. You've been cooking, I'm there. Yeah, I'm already sold.
Right.
You tell me when you're coming. You coming, I'm driving there. It's 5 hours, but if it's worth it, I'm there.
He'll drive 5 hours for a good meal.
Yeah. 100%.
He has like ATVs and stuff like all.
I think he might. I was kind of peeked. We went to the garage area and like I saw a little bit of the front. But I think he has some ATVs in the back and stuff. So I think he's ready for a good time if you're there.
Yeah, that's what he said. He's like, man, we'll get on the ATVs. We'll just cruise. I'm like,
all
right.
Man.
All right, let's do it, man.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Yeah, we'll
let me know the date. I'll cancel whatever I have to cancel. Like,
all right, Chris.
I'm coming.
All right, Chris. We're inviting ourselves. We just invited ourselves.
Yeah. What's the best month in Utah?
The best month.
In Southern Utah. Don't say August because we were burning up in August.
Yeah, it was.
See, the thing is, I'm never down there, so I wouldn't. That's a Chris question for sure. That's the the nice end of town. So like you're asking the wrong person. But yeah, I mean it's beautiful. So I'm sure anytime is. I mean, it depends if you like snow and all that stuff. Right. But yeah, I mean I'm there for sure though.
All right, we'll open up to all of our listeners. We'll meet all in Chris's front yard and we'll have a big giant hit. We'll have a big giant cookout. Yeah.
We have a bunch of friends in St. George too, so we'll have them drive up the road. Oh my god,
it's going down.
Yeah. That's funny.
I'll make a flyer for you guys if you want. We'll have to like
barbecue Chris house. Yeah.
Do not share with Chris Benson.
But, like a disclaimer at the bottom of the flyer, do not tag him. Do not share this with him.
If you're going to tag it, erase it. You know, remove him from the
my cousin's wedding a couple months ago, and I cooked for 150 people. So, we can definitely
get that around.
Yeah,
that's some records right there. Yeah, we can throw down a resume.
Yeah, we could definitely throw down.
All right, so no doubt before Chris, before Maddie, before all of that. First off, and if this is too personal, give me the finger or something. How old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay, so you're 30 years old. So when you first came on our radar, but I had heard about Salt Lake City Barber Beauty.
Yeah, so
Tell me about that, bro.
Yeah, so that's the show that we do, me and my partner, Mike. And that kind of came about, like, me and Mike we actually didn't know each other, but we were both doing smaller shows. So I have my brand of Cut Above, and then he has his, he changed the name, but he had three shops called Cutthroat. And he would throw events at his shops, and I would throw events at wherever I could, like, that I would have connections with. And then we actually met at CT Barber Expo.
Oh, right.
And he's like, I'm from Utah. I'm like, oh, I'm from Utah. And we're like, bro, we just ended up chilling the whole time. And kind of like us, we kept seeing each other after show, after show, after show. And we're like, bro, we got to do something together. And so we ended up having the Salt Lake show about maybe 4 years ago, and it just kind of was a hit. I think because we filled a void, because there used to be a show, I don't know if you guys heard about it, it was called the Peerless Show. It was like 10, 12 years ago, like a long, I didn't know about it. But I guess that kind of helped us out, because people were already familiar with shows in Utah. And so we kind of like, our first show off the bat was over 1,000, which was like, for us, nuts.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and then second year, tripled. We had over 3,000, which was like nuts. So like, it obviously, people wanted it, right? So it was just, and this year, we don't even know. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I know it's going to be good.
Is it from people? Is it people all over the country coming out?
Yeah, the second year. The first year, I say, it mainly was like Utah people and a lot of outside vendors. The second year, we had people from Hawaii that came out. We had people from Cali, New York, Connecticut, Oregon, Arizona. Like, it just took off, and it was nuts. For our second year, we were blown away.
I was the first time I heard about it. I was talking to Presley.
Presley, yeah.
Yeah, and then I was, and I'm just like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? She's like, oh, I'm going to Salt Lake City Barber Beauty Expo. And I'm like, what is that? Like, was she at the first or second show?
I believe the first one. It was her and Cole Thompson.
Right. So she was there with Hanzo at the
yes,
time?
Yes, yep.
Okay, yeah, so she was there, and I was like, I haven't even heard about that. But then when I met you, and you told me that I think Maddie told me that was you, and I go, oh, well, yeah, we gotta chop it up, man. That's so awesome. You said you were doing shows before that. What was that? Give me some history, bro.
Yes, I was just an attendee, man. I'm a geek for this industry, man. I was just, after, I was going to like some little shows nearby, but CT's what hit it off for me. I went to CT and I was like, this is heaven. I'm like, all these hair brands, all these educators that I look up to, like, just, it's all in one place. And after that, I was hooked. I was swiping my credit card. I was going to all of them. I'm like, oh, that one, I'm going to that one and that one. And so it just, I think that kind of helped me too, like, kind of get involved in with all these different brands and like hanging out with Maddie and Chris. And they saw me everywhere as well. Like, hey, like, come hang out with us or do stuff with us. And so it kind of just all happened. So it was like, cool. But yeah, I'm addicted to this industry, man. So
you said you were doing shows in Utah before the Salt Lake City Expo. What was that?
So I have a brand called Cut Above the Rest, right? And that's just my education brand. And I do like, I have like a textbook that I do like learning how to like cut men's hair. And I have like online videos, and I have like note-taking books, and I have merch as well. I'm trying to grow it more and more on the education side, but it started off with events, so it didn't turn into that until later. I was kind of frustrated myself with, and I didn't know about Mike stuff, but I thought there wasn't a lot of stuff happening in Utah as far as the barber. There was Cosmo stuff, but like barber, there wasn't really a lot of stuff, and so I wanted to start like having more barbers come out. And so I went in the hole big time, because it was my first time. I didn't realize how much throwing events cost, right? it's a good chunk of change. And so, but I had like, I think it was, I can't remember, Rick from the People's Barber. I had, I'm trying to remember, I had some local people. I had, I can't remember everybody, but there's some few like out-of-state people that I was a fan of, right? And so I brought them to Utah. Again, that was a hit. A lot of students, very heavy on the student side. And it went well, so I did another one. And people were loving it. I did a third one. And then after that, that's kind of when me and Mike linked up and like, hey, we got to combine forces. Let's do something bigger. And so it kind of just happened organically. So it was cool. And then that's why it kind of evolved into the education brand. Because it's not just me either. Like anybody, when I throw events, I'll have anybody, you know, just whoever I can. It's about spreading education. Right. I'm not, this last year I did it with vendors, but I think I'm going to go back to where I kind of rooted from, which was with education. I'll leave Salt Lake Beauty for that stuff, and then this is going to be like just education. That's where the brand kind of started from, so I want to keep it just education on that side.
So you're not going to bring in any vendors?
Not for my next one.
So are you covering your costs with just ticket sales?
Yes, yep. And that's, like I said, I'm not big on making, like, we make good money and stuff for the Salt Lake show. This is more just like come from like, we're like, I love as far as education. I just want to keep doing it. We'll obviously have education at this one, which will be huge people. But the one that I do, maybe we'll have local showcasing or whatever. Just, I just want to continue to do that as well. Just because that'll be a lot cheaper than this show as well. So just I want to continue because that's where my heart is. And it's just education. So I'll keep doing it, but just no vendors. Just strictly education.
That's
growing.
That's awesome. And other people who love the industry, go to these shows and go to, you know, network. And yeah. That's how you meet. That's how you grow. That's, I mean, network is key.
100%. I mean, everything as far as my career has happened, all networking. Nothing with skill. Like Maddie or any people, they've never seen me cut before until I was actually at the show. None of them. They just shaking hands, meeting me. Like, I think network 100% is like, at least from my experience, it's what's got me everywhere.
Whoa. That's wild. So Maddie never saw you cut. He just invited. Was that the first time you were with him at BTC?
Yeah. So so he had a contest. I don't know if you were familiar with this. Iconic Image Award, I think, or something like that. Did you guys hear that or no? So he only did it 1 year, I believe. And so I submitted, not thinking I was going to get it. I was like, I'm going to just submit because I love to submit to everything, right? And I ended up winning it. And so he ended up inviting me to the show. So that's kind of how it happened, was like through the competition he had. So, yeah.
So that's how you went, and then you...
Yeah.
Wait a sec. You cut my hair.
I did.
First head?
You were.
I'm the first head that
I ever
saw.
It was good, though, right? It was good.
I feel kind of used now, Tyler. What's up? No, that was dope, man.
Yeah,
was really, really cool.
But I had known him before. Like, it wasn't the first time meeting. I had been to like 8 of his classes. I'm a huge fan of Maddie. So I had already known him for a while because I'd always go to his classes. I love his style, his hustle. Just everything he does is just super awesome. Like, he's true, super honest, just humble guy. So I was always a fan. And so I had known him before. And it just kind of was the icing on the cake for me. And it kind of got me into working with him and Vanessa and all them and stuff like that. And actually, I'm kind of plugging myself here. And I haven't announced any of the educators for the show, but he's actually coming to our show this year. I haven't even announced it, but I'm super hyped on that.
That's dope.
So that'll be super cool to have. We have some crazy educators this year. I haven't released any of them, but if you guys want to know, for you guys, I'll let you know.
I'll let you know. Awesome. So Maddie's going to be in Salt Lake City. Hey, so speaking of You Enter Everything.
Yes.
You were nominated for NAHA this year.
I was. That was a huge moment for me. That was probably the biggest moment for me as far as my career. Like, I was just, jaw dropped. I don't even cry. I'm not even a crier. I don't know. It's funny. I don't even want to say the story, but I was at the gym, and I was just doing sit-ups, just like had my little thing at the gym, like a little, they had to do like a little live thing. I'm like, oh, I'm going to see what friends get nominated. I'm like, there's no way I'm getting nominated, right? I'm looking for like all my friends with like Wall or Maddie or somebody, right? And I see my face. I'm like, this is a glitch. Like, I'm like, what's going on? I'm like tripping out. And I go back. I literally start tearing. And people are probably like, this guy, like, what is this guy doing? Crying in the gym, right? But I was just like, just so happy. It was a huge moment for me. So I was,
Did you have help on how to know what to do for not a shoot?
No. So I've always been in the photo shoots. I love them. But, Nah, it's definitely a different beast for sure. That's like, to me, at least from what I've heard, that's like the one, like when it comes to like photography type contests and stuff. And so I have an amazing makeup artist I work with all the time. I think she's a big part of it as well. And then a photographer. So, we just kept shooting. I've submitted multiple times to that competition in particular, but now being with Chris, he's been giving me a lot more advice now.
Right.
I'm entering again, obviously, this year because now I'm hooked. Like, I'm doing it every single year now. And he's giving me pointers, him as well as Damien. Damien, like, his knowledge with photo shoots, too, is, like,
really?
Just nuts. You guys are familiar with Damien,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. We might have had a drunk Damien and Chris on a couch at the premiere, but I'm not here to rat anyone out. We might have had a cuddle session, actually, with Damien.
I love it. I've learned a lot about him. Like, I feel like I kind of been warming up to him and learning things piece by piece. I didn't know. I learned at ISSC that he was on, what was that model show?
Project Runway?
America's Next Top Model.
Yeah.
Did you know he was on that?
No.
So he was like the hairdresser.
Nice.
I didn't even know that. And it was like a very young Damien, right? I didn't even, they were kind of like just showing him and stuff. I was just like tripped out. But obviously he's been in the industry for a while, but it's been cool to get to know Damien as well as Chris and the whole team. I mean, that team is like, I feel intimidated sometimes. I'm like, damn, do I even deserve it? Like, these people are just like amazing. Like, you got Patty, like
Queen
of the South. Oh my God. When I watch her, I'm just like, you guys have watched her. Like, she's just nuts. And then like Corey, Greta, I'm so happy to be like, I work in the same salon as Greta. I'm like, when I'm not booked, I'm just watching her. My eyes are on her all the time. She's like next level. Chris, like that whole team is just like nuts. When I'm done with my cutting, I'm just watching everybody, just learning.
That's a good lesson there. Man.
He's assembled such an amazing team.
Oh yeah. Power. Everybody's a powerhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So I'm just, I always soak it up when I'm around them for sure.
That's so awesome, man.
Yeah.
How did you meet Chris?
So Chris, it's funny. So when I was in Cosmo school, so I went back to Cosmo school like a year and some change ago. And I actually didn't know about him at the time, but I was doing my mentoring hours. So at our school, you have to like like your last 200 hours, you have to mentor at salons and stuff like that,
that's
right?
That's such a great idea.
Yeah, no, for you sure.
Know, we don't do that in Maryland, right?
Yeah. And to like, even connection-wise, too, it's like, that's a great opportunity. Because a lot of people don't want professionals coming and watching them, right? But a student, they usually open their doors, right? Yeah. And so I hit up some of my Cosmo friends. I'm like, who in Utah is like dope, right? And so he just came up like right off the bat. Like, he is the man, right, in Utah as far as Cosmo. And so I had messaged him, but he was, I think he was out of town or like doing shows. Like, he's, I didn't know how busy, but he's obviously super busy. And then later on, he had hit me up. He's like, hey, are you going to premiere? I wasn't, he's going to watch this. It's going to be funny, but I wasn't planning on it, right? But, like, if Christopher Benson asked if you're going to premiere,
you're like, yeah, I'm totally.
And,
swipe the credit card.
100%. That's what I did. And so, we ended up like linking up there, and then he ended up cutting, and he like was impressed, like, yo, you did great and stuff like that. And I had invited him to my shows. Hey, it'd be cool to have you. I know you're super busy, but if you want to come, cool. And he came to my show and he was like, yo, like, you're doing something here. And so I think from there, just kind of like built from there as far as relationship wise. And he's been supporting, like, even in the beginning, he was supporting. So that's kind of how it started. But yeah, Chris is always showing love, and it's been like super cool to be. I don't know, I keep saying that, but I'm super thankful to be around him, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's
we get
just,
it.
Yeah.
You know?
He's the man.
He's definitely the man.
Oh, yeah. And if you ever get an opportunity to hang out with him, you will have a good time.
Yeah. It's so funny. A lot of people that I know, I've noticed, because in the beginning, I only knew them professionally, right?
Right.
And then seeing the difference, I'm not going to name any names, but like, it's like night and day. It's like, oh, okay. Like,
you want to hear a funny story?
I'm all ears. Yeah. Go ahead.
So it's not really that funny, but like when we have people with us that aren't used to shows, or more importantly, aren't used to like after shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we always have to have the brief. Like, what happens after shows stays after shows.
Yes.
Like, right. Whatever you see, whatever you hear, whatever you smell, you didn't see, hear, or smell. You know, don't blow anybody up.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So no, we've had to have that conversation with a few people, especially like we have like a lot of young hairdressers that
and they're excited. They just want to share stuff.
Exactly.
And you're like, whoa.
Yeah, there's things to share. There's things not to share.
Yeah.
So, and if you want to continue to go to the back room, if you want to continue to go to the parties, you don't say nothing.
Yep. Do it.
So, I mean, it's a lot better now, but you know, certainly a few years ago, that was crazy. But yeah, we always have to have that debrief. You didn't see anything tonight, right?
The men in black. Like,
yeah,
the,
exactly.
You didn't see nothing.
You didn't see nothing. You didn't hear nothing.
What do you remember?
Nothing. Yeah.
Was I even in that state? I don't remember even being in that state.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. What stays after is stays after, right?
Especially like in Utah, it's very, other states, a lot of stuff are more open as far as like rules and stuff. So a lot of people, I feel like from Utah, they turn up when they go to other states for sure. Because like, I think the drinking and stuff is very, I know I live there, but it's like, I don't even think there's like the alcohol level is super low, right? Like,
in Utah? Even,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Have you guys had this conversation with Chris before or no?
No. I don't. This is new conversation.
Oh, yeah. People like, that's one thing people like are not happy with when they come to Utah. Yeah, the show was great, but what's up with these alcohol levels? Like, there's no alcohol. Like, I'm drinking like nothing, you know? I got to drink 20 like of this just to get like a little bit, you know?
Are they still like $10 each too when you have 20 of them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. It gets more expensive for sure. Yeah. You're buying like 10 of like the same price, right?
Right.
And so it's definitely costly to get a little bit of a buzz. But that's the only complaint I get about Utah. I say, it's beautiful. The show is great. What about the alcohol, Todd? What's going on, Tyler? We need to fix some things. We need to change some laws here.
Good luck.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't do that, bro. I just do a hair show. That's all I do.
But obviously, you've been doing these shows for a while,
yeah.
And you're still a young hairdresser, and obviously, you've had a vision probably from the get-go.
Yeah. So, for me, it's always been, I want to try everything. I've just been like, I want to try this once. I want to try this once. So, my goal has always been to try everything at least once, whether it be from cutting hair behind the chair, doing a show, whatever it may be, like having your own product or tools or whatever. I just want to try everything at least once, you know? And so that's kind of, I'm still working on that. I still have goals and things I want to achieve. There's things I haven't tapped into. So I'm still trying to try everything at least once. And then obviously what I don't like, it's just not for me, but I want to try everything at least once. So
all right.
I'm
so still, when you try to braid with Patty, I want to see that video.
Oh my gosh. So you know what kind of got me though, as far as like with braiding and stuff? everyone I know that's super fire has like carpal tunnel. So I kind of scared me away.
Yeah.
I think it's the dopest thing ever, but I love my hands. And so, especially being a haircut, I didn't want that to happen. So that kind of scared me away. But everything else, obviously, like being in the Cosmo industry now, I'm messing with extensions and wigs. I actually like the shoot that I'm doing for Naha this year. It's my first time ever messing with wigs. So I'm super, super hyped about that. So
have you shot it yet?
So when I get back, I'm actually shooting it. I've already pre-cut them. I got them all ready. But I've heard I have to refine because everyone's head shape is different, and so you have to like kind of refine afterwards. So it's a new thing for me. So, but I'm super super excited about it.
Yo, I'm sorry, I got to introduce myself. Yo, shout out to Tyler. He's like one of the coolest people at BarberCon. Straight from where? Utah. Right, my first person I ever met in Utah. Shout out to everyone in Utah that is here today at BarberCon, New Jersey. Shout out to Hairdistry, Schedule Lizzie, and my guy Tyler. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Lee Resnick.
Yeah, that was Mr. Lee Resnick.
He's the promoter of BarberCon.
I know. I feel honored right now. I got Lee in the video.
Got Lee in the video, man.
I feel cool right now.
You are cool.
Well, it seems like you attract everybody, dog.
I know, right? What? You know, that's a good point.
Yeah.
You know, like you just like it. Everyone's on your coattails, bro.
No, I'm on their coattails for sure. I'm just a fan.
Everybody's
over here.
A fan of you. That's, I mean, everybody who's met you, talked about you, has nothing but praise for you, man.
I appreciate that.
There's definitely something infectious about you. I don't know if it's the smile or the upbeat personality or what it is, but like, it's like every time I'm like, I gotta spend more time with Tyler, man.
Yeah. Or maybe it's that you see me all the time. I'm like, let's just say what's up to him. He's here all the time. Might as well say what's up. He's everywhere.
He is everywhere.
So when is your show?
So it's October 9th. So if you haven't, I'm going to point to the cameras. If you haven't, make sure you mark your calendars down. October 9th.
Now,
it was funny because a couple weeks ago I said, yeah. So what's going on with Tyler's show? He goes, yeah, I think it's during my daughter's wedding, so I don't think we can make it. I was like, oh, man, his daughter's getting married in September. When you told me it was October, I'm like, hey, Corey, guess what? We might be in Utah, dog. We go a couple days earlier. And we do the barbecue, the cookout.
Well, if we do a couple days earlier, we're going from Austin to Utah. Because we'll be in Austin that week before.
Maybe we can. All right, let's kind of work out some dates and
let's see what we figured out.
If you guys watch it, if you see this, if they're coming, the ticket prices are going up. Just letting you guys know. If they're coming, you better buy them now before they say they're coming.
Right. Tickets aren't going up because of supply and demand. And once people hear we're there, they're going to start canceling their orders. Yeah, those guys aren't going to be there.
But all the overflow ends up at Chris's house.
That's it. Yeah.
We should have the pre-party or after party there.
Oh, yeah.
And let's not tell him.
Yeah, he doesn't get invited.
What if he's
right?
not home? We just go to his house anyways.
Greta, I think Greta knows the keys and like the passwords and stuff, so we're good.
Sweet.
Right. We got to end with Greta, right?
Oh, we're good then.
Yeah. Call Hannah, whoever, you know, we're good.
and Greta will be the B&E, so, you know, we'll all be good.
Yeah.
It'll be like that Florida party. You see that Florida party where the kids broke into the house and then threw a 200-person party at the house?
Oh, what? I did not hear about that.
Yeah. Go check your TikTok.
That's what we're doing, though. We'll make a new TikTok about it.
Right, yeah.
Raiding Christopher's house, pre-party, after-party, Salt Lake Beauty.
Oh, my God.
It's in there.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy. I'm glad he lives so far out that no one's going to find his house.
He's coming run after me. He'd have to drive a long way. So I'm in like a safe zone.
He'll be angry when he leaves. By the time he gets there, he'll be like, whatever.
I forgive him.
Whatever. It's Tyler. Right? That's cool. So at your show, so Salt Lake, you're gonna have brands there.
Yeah, we have some heavy here that actually just got confirmed. Actually, 2 days before I got here, which I'm super excited. Do you want to hear some of them?
Yeah,
exclusive for you guys.
Yeah, totally.
So one, obviously, that Maddie Conrad, right? I'm just super stoked because Maddie, he doesn't do a lot of like, I feel like smaller shows, right? So I mean, I feel like we're getting there. We're still in that kind of smaller category, obviously, like compared to Premiere and stuff like that. But having Maddie is huge. I'm super thankful.
Is he coming as Maddie Conrad, or is he coming at Victory Brand?
As Maddie, just as a friend. So he just wanted to come and do a class. So I saw my ISSC. He's like, Todd, I want to support your show. How can I do it, right?
Whoa.
And I'm like, having you there would be amazing. And Maddie's like, I'm there. And I'm like, dude, I freaking love you, Maddie. And so
That's huge.
I know. And so having him, I'm super excited. On the Cosmo side, a huge one. Have you guys heard of Be Seen?
Yeah, of course.
So that one for me is huge because he's huge. I haven't personally met him.
Be Seen's studio is like 4 miles from our studio.
Really?
Yeah, his
Before
original
he opened
one.
That up, his him and I, we had we're in the same studio suite right next to each other.
Oh wow!
Yeah, we know Lynn.
You guys obviously know Lynn.
Lynn's been on the podcast. He's been on the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, dope! I'll have to watch the episode. Yeah, I'm excited to meet him. I haven't met him before, so I'm also excited to have him on the show. So
he's a good
fun.
Dude. You're gonna like
yeah.
him.
Yeah. That's what I've only heard good things about him as well. So, we have what's his name? I'm not gonna say. I'm gonna let you guys say. I know you know who I'm talking about. He was also nominated for Barber of the Year. He lives in Utah.
Uh oh.
His last name is Carver.
Ammon Carver.
Yeah. So the company I think is called, I'm going to butcher that too. It's Curly something, right?
I don't know what company he's with now because the last we heard he was with
Ulta. He was with Ulta
and before that, was it Matrix or something? I don't know. But yeah, no, we know Ammon.
Yeah.
He's been on the podcast twice.
He's super dope. So having him definitely on the Cosmos side is awesome.
Yeah,
he's
a super talent.
He's got
mad skills.
I'm excited to see him live. I've never seen him cut live, and so I'm super hyped about that. He's doing like a breakout class. So we're gonna have education everywhere. We have a main stage, a side stage, a main seminar, and then a breakout room. So
he's doing the breakout room.
So either breakout or main seminar. I'm still working with the lady with what she wants to do, but she wants a longer period of time, so I'm kind of leaning towards breakout because that's a longer slot. So, but yeah, we're definitely having there at the show, so we're excited about that. And
it's really cool. Is Benson going to be there?
So he won't. I'm super bummed.
Chris, come on, man.
I know. But it conflicts. Another show's going on in London. Because I would have been there too, so I'm bummed. Chris's like, hey, we're going to London. I'm like, that's the same day as my show, Chris. He's like, oh. And so
I'm sorry, we'll take pictures in front of his house as we did the party.
We'll be barbecuing.
Yeah, we're for sure going to get caught because he's not even there.
So we're
the coast is clear. Yeah,
we're going good.
He's going to be watching the Instagram live. He's like, oh, that looks like my backyard. Hey, that's like my ATVs.
That looks like my pork.
He's like, there's dirt all over my ATVs. What's going on here?
Greta. I hope Greta's in the country so we can
slam
into his house.
I hope so too.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
But yeah, we got a bunch. I mean,
it's really cool that like you have like Utah based artists like supporting it.
Yes.
Too.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it's the love. I think a lot of people will always say, which I feel like I haven't super encountered, but a lot of people say, oh, we always get love like in other states opposed to our own state. But for us, it's been both. We've got love in Utah and outside of Utah. So we've been super, super blessed. So it's been cool. And there's just so much talent in Utah. It's crazy.
I mean, our friend Elizabeth Faye is there. She's in St. George. And,
nuts.
Yeah. She has a bunch of people. And the extension girl that we just interviewed last week with Britt Siva. She's from there. I'm brain farting on her name right now. But
you guys are going to have to introduce. I don't think I know her or the St. George girl. You guys have
Elizabeth,
to like.
Elizabeth Faye is like.
She's awesome.
She's the real deal.
I'm going to have to connect with her.
Hair Love Retreat.
Yeah, she does Hair Love Retreat. That's where we were in Zion last week.
Okay. That sounds super familiar.
And if you need a CPA, yeah, Michelle.
Michelle Cook is our accountant, and she lives in St. George too.
Really?
Yeah. But she's the cool thing about Michelle is that she's industry specific. So her business is barbers and hairstylists.
She's a former hairdresser that turned to a CPA. And so she knows our industry like no other. And so therefore she can truly help your business.
I'm actually looking for one. So like I'm gonna
Michelle's
your
girl. Yeah.
Cool. Tell her hairdistry guys say hi. And she'll take great care of you, dude. She's amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm excited. Yeah, there's
no doubt. So with your Salt Lake, how did you have your brand relationships?
So I kind of, going to so many shows, I kind of already knew a lot of people already. And so it kind of just like was pretty easy. I wouldn't say, no, I'm not going to take that back. Because throwing a show is not easy. It's not. But from the vendor side, we got a good jump start because me and Mike went to so many shows.
But even like, I mean, we go to a lot of shows and like the people that we know with brand A or brand B, like they're not the people that are cutting the checks.
That's true. But I was always introducing myself to everyone at the booth. I never just introduced myself to the educators. Like if I was talking to Walt, I was talking to Aaron. If I was talking to whoever, like I was talking to everybody in the booth. So I wanted to introduce myself to everybody. I didn't care if you were like just a setup person, the person cashing the checks. I introduced myself to everybody. I don't care what you do. And so, and Mike was very similar as well. And so, yeah, we always introduce. So to answer your question, I'm introducing myself to everybody. So, yeah.
That's how you network. You should do a class on networking 101.
I should, right? Huh?
Yeah, you definitely, or at least do some
something,
or
yeah.
do some social about it or something.
Yeah, yeah, I totally should. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah,
I like that.
I could do like an online course or something on my Cut Above. I might have to do that.
And it's a Cut Above. So is it that's a website?
Yeah, so I have a website. Obviously, it's an event. I do events and have booths. Like I'm going to Jackson Lee Barber Expo. I have a Cut Above booth with my team, and then I have a booth in Arizona at the Arizona Barber Expo. So I do shows as well as the event and then education that like people hire us out to do, right? So
that's really cool, man. I'm so impressed by you, man. I mean, I just like I love like I don't help me articulate it, but I just love like I love the people that just do, right? Like so much of my I'm 53, and so much of my life was like me wanting to do, but being too scared to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't until the podcast that I get into this mindset of like, oh, we're just doing, you know, like all that. Once I had purpose, all that fear went away.
Yeah.
You know, it just took me a really long time to find purpose and where I belong, certainly in the industry, you know?
Yeah. When he was your age, you were 7.
Maybe. He wasn't even 7. Oh yeah, he was maybe. Yeah. So like, I just admire that so much, especially if you have such a young person.
Thank
you. It's amazing to me.
For me, I think it's just all about just the wanting to experience everything. It wasn't so like, I'm going to do this, this, and this. I just want like, oh, I'm going to start off by entering competitions, or I'm going to start off by doing this. It wasn't so much like, I need to. It's just like curiosity. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I want to just try this. And then I feel like doing, you meet a lot of other doers, right? And so it's an automatic connection.
Doers,
like,
you meet other doers. I
yeah.
love that.
And so it's like, it's just instant connection because we're doing the same thing. And so I feel like that's a big part of networking as well. It's like they're doing the same thing you are, you know, and you see everyone at the same shows. And so it's just 100%.
Here's what I've recognized. And I don't know if you've recognized the same thing, but like you said about doers, like once you're committed and you start doing something and you do it from like, and I don't mean this in like a weird way, but like once you start doing from like alpha personality, meaning like you're not going to set back or you don't have to be aggressive. I don't mean aggressive, but just like, no, I'm doing this regardless, you know, like there's nothing that's going to get in the way of me accomplishing X. And then, like you said, like then you start, that's everybody that's here.
Yeah.
Like this, that's who all the vendors are. That's who all the artists are. They're just like, no, we're going to do this. So then those people recognize that in you, and then they want to support you in their venture because they understand. They understand the grind, right? Like, like they understand the grind. So they want to help. Like Maddie did. Maddie's like, how can I support you?
Yeah.
And by the way, that was our relationship with Presley. That was literally it. Presley's like, how can I support you guys?
That's dope.
Yeah. And that was it. And that's how Presley Poe and friends came about, you know?
Yeah, and she's big. She's, how long has she been doing it? Presley's been doing it for a while, right?
Oh, she's been doing it for a minute, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So what, she's like 36 now, so she's been doing it. She's been doing it for a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
She's such a talent. You know?
Oh, yeah. And it's crazy to me to see. I don't know her personally. Actually, I only saw her at the show when she came to mind for a second because she was busy. But just kind of following through social media, it's been cool to see her transition. And correct me if I'm wrong, but she got really big off of color first, right? And then now, all of a sudden, now she's an amazing haircutter now too. And it's like she's just killing it on both ends, right? And it's been cool to see that just from like just following her and stuff.
She and she's also killing it with finishing.
Oh,
her
yes.
finish work is
yes.
she's just a true student of the art.
Yes.
You know what I mean? She loves everything hair.
Yeah, she's like Benson in that sense, you know, she's just all about it. And she has this really great gift as an educator because as talented as she is, she also has a very, you understand how she explains stuff.
Yeah.
You know, she's just got a great way of articulating. But I will tell you this, and Presley, if you're listening, you're going to hate me for this. But when you're having dinner sometimes, she'll start thinking about haircuts or she'll start thinking about finishing her head. And then then here's the best part, and she's so awesome. Here's the best part of the show, is she'll start explaining, yes, sir, if you hold the hair this way and you do this and this, and then it'll sit like this and this. And you know what I mean? And I'm like, no, but I'm going, of course I know what you mean, Brett. You've had that experience yeah. too, right? She's like, but she's spot on. Like, she gets it on another level.
She yeah. knows. She knows her stuff.
Yeah.
I'm so bummed. I never seen her educate. She came to my show, but as I'm sure you probably know, like, running a show, you don't really get to see it.
No.
And so we find out, like, BC and Maddie and all these people, and I can't even watch it. I tried 1 year, and then I got dragged away. I had to do this or that, or there was a problem here, a problem there.
Preach.
It's a bummer because I love education so much.
Well, we'll come to your show and we'll watch it for you.
Yeah, yeah. And let me know how it goes. Right. I would love to know what's going on.
Better yet, you should come to our show in April.
Okay, what show is it?
It's Presley Poe and Friends.
Okay,
this is a shout out. This is the first time we've talked about it publicly.
Okay.
We're doing it April 1st and April 2nd of next year.
I'm there.
So we can't quite announce the people there.
Okay,
I'll tell you off air though. But you'll want to be there for sure.
If you're
you'll
there, I
want to
be there. I'm going. I'm already sold. You don't got to sell me.
That's why I love this guy, man.
Right?
Yeah. Like, we're trying to sell our friends, and he's like, "Nah, bro, you're my friend."
That's right. I'm there.
I love it.
Air 5.
Tyler, so tell our audience everything. Like, where can they find you? Where can they hang out with you? Where can they see you? All that stuff.
So, yeah, on Instagram, Tyler_Kelbert. On all platforms, Tyler_Kelbert. As far as the show.
K-E-L-B-E-R-T.
Yep, K-E-L-B as in boy, E-R-T. And then for Salt Lake, we have the website, saltlakebeautyandbarberexpo.com. We have the Instagram, SL Beauty and Barber Expo. And then the Twitter, all this stuff is the same handle as well. And then as far as the Cut Above, it's the Cut Above the Rest Academy. And then on the website, it's cutabovetherest.academy, not .com. So, yeah.
That's amazing.
So, yeah. I was going to say, definitely go out to these shows because we are definitely going to try to make it. We are definitely going to try to photobomb Chris's house and have a barbecue.
Is it going to be worth the 5-hour drop? Yes, it's going to be worth the 5-hour drop.
We're like vlogging it too. We're recording everything.
Yeah,
and literally, let's have a cookout in front of his house. And
yes.
Make
oh my gosh, that would be hilarious.
I'm here for it.
All right.
The food.
And the people that are listening, if you're at the show, come join us in front of his house.
Come.
Oh, Chris is going to fucking kill you.
Well, maybe he might not make it.
To fly home from London.
He might cancel the London show.
I don't know.
If he hears you're cooking, he might come.
Or if he hears that there's a lot of people at his house, he might might not be the cooking.
It was Greta.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah.
Hey, real quick, we're in BarberCon now. How does Salt Lake City compare in size?
So ours is going to be, as far as the venue, it's going to be a little bit bigger. Ours is, you guys didn't go to ISSC, did you?
So we've been though.
It's about the same. No, but this one was smaller this year.
Okay.
So it's about the same size as ISSC that was this year. As far as vendors, we have about 150.
Whoa.
Which is nuts. I actually have the floor plan right here. Kind of plugging myself again.
Oh, wow.
But
yeah,
it's
definitely.
It's a huge space. So it'll be at the Salt Palace this year, which is where all they have the big shows. We haven't been in this venue before. We've had other venues, but we kind of reached capacity, so we had to move. And so this one's where they do FitCon, Comic-Con, all those big shows are here.
Oh,
so
wow.
We're super excited to be even in that same space.
Oh,
it's just a dream come true. So,
well, congratulations, so,
yeah.
brother.
Yeah,
thank you, brother.
And I'm definitely looking forward to hanging out, man.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
I can't wait. And, you know, I mean, and this is honestly from the bottom of my heart, I just can't wait to hang and, like, just to kind of really, really get to know each other over the, you know, whenever we see each other at the shows.
Yeah.
And
yeah, if you come earlier, especially if you come to the show earlier or later, let me know. Let's hang out. Because, like, the Illusion Boys are doing the same thing. We've been having, like, a basketball talk. We've been talking trash back and forth.
I see you hooping a little bit.
I'm ready, Illusion Boys. If you're ready, let me know.
Right.
I think they're coming a little bit earlier after the show. We're going to have a 5-on-5 game. So
if
you hoop, you want to come. I used to hoop.
My knees don't hold up no more, man.
It don't work like that anymore. Like,
hey, can I cherry pick on the 3-point line?
And still throw up bricks. Clank.
Yeah, I just need, give me an hour to warm up.
Yeah. Same.
At least. That's awesome.
Sure,
my man Tyler. Love you, man.
Love you.
Can't wait to get to know you more over the next few years. And just thanks for coming on the podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us. And thank you for joining us on your day off.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, share it with friends, give us a rating, and drop a review. To listen to all the latest podcasts, please subscribe from your favorite podcast outlet. And to stay connected on and off the show, you can follow us at Hairdistry on Instagram and all other social media platforms. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time. Peace and love.